Chapter 4. Reading. Page 45. A Dangerous Servant.
One evening, Daisy said, "I'm going to the shop to buy a packet of sweets." "Does anyone want anything?" Benny, Daisy's brother, said, "Yes." "Can you get me a packet of electricity, please?" Daisy said, "Right," and went out. Benny laughed. "Ha! I've tricked Daisy at last. She doesn't even know what electricity is. She thinks you can buy it in packets, like sweets. She'll really look foolish." Mum said, "Do you know what electricity is?" Benny said, "Yes, electricity flows through a wire. A meter measures the amount you use, and you get a bill for it monthly. It's water, in a way."
"That's not a bad explanation," said Dad. "Although electricity is much more dangerous than water. Electricity is a good servant, but a dangerous one. You must always be careful with it." "Can you tell me what it looks like?" Benny scratched his head. Dad said, "Nobody's ever seen electricity. It's invisible. But we can change it into forms of energy that we can see, hear, or feel. Can you think of an example?"
Benny said, "Light. The light in a light bulb."
Mum said, "That's right. Do you know where electricity comes from?" Benny said,
"Well, it comes into our flat through thin wires. And these are connected to thick wires that are buried under the street.
We call the thick wires cables," said Dad. "What are they connected to?"
"A reservoir?" asked Benny.
"No, you're thinking of water," said Dad. "They're connected to a power station. That's where we make electricity." Daisy came back.
Benny said politely, "May I have my packet of electricity?" There was a grin on his face.
"Yes, you may," said Daisy. "Here it is."
Benny said, "But these are batteries."
Daisy said,
"That's right."
But, said Benny.
"Daisy's right," said Dad. "They're packets that contain electricity. The chemicals inside produce electricity." Daisy said,
"Didn't you know that, Benny?"
Mum said, "Who's looking foolish now, Benny?"
Listening. Page 48.
Understanding the main points of a dialogue. There is a problem with the electricity in Benny's flat. Sometimes all the electricity goes off. An electrician has this problem. Listen to the conversation between the electrician and Benny's mother. They are trying to find out which things were switched on or off when the electricity stopped. Circle off or on next to the objects.
Well, the other flats in your building are all right. I think something is wrong with one of your machines. What about the washing machine? Was that on?
No, it was off. I wasn't doing any washing at that time.
Can you remember what was on?
The usual things. The lights were on, of course. And the air conditioner. We always have the air conditioner on in the summer.
And I suppose the fridge was on?
Yes, the fridge was on. And the television. That seems to be on all the time in our flat.
Were you doing any vacuuming or ironing?
No, the vacuum cleaner was off. It was in the cupboard. I think the iron was on, though. My son was ironing. But it's a brand new iron, and that should be all right.
What about the kettle? Was the kettle on?
No, the kettle was off. But the rice cooker was on.
Ah.
Yes. And I think it was on last time when all the electricity went off too.
Right. It sounds like the rice cooker could be causing your problems. Let me have a look at it and see if it's working properly or not. I'll start by checking the plug.
Speaking. Page 52.
A. Talk time. The sounds L and N. Exercise A1. 1. A line. A light. A lock. A lot. A look. 2. A nine. A night. A knock. A knot. A note. 3. Line. Nine. Light. Nut. Lock. Knock. Lot. Not. Exercise A2. 1.
A knock on the door. A light in the night. A note on the floor.
2.
9 knots on 9 lines.
3.
Lucky Lily lives in London. Nelly is her neighbour. Lucky Lily plays all day. Nelly has to labour.
Exercise A3.
No news from Norman.
No letter from Linda.
I'll give Norman a call at 9.
And I'll write a letter to Linda.